Very good. John, can you hear us at the back? Okay. Very nice. Lord, we just pray that you'll be with us this afternoon. Thank you for those who are here.
主啊，就是我们祷告，今天下午你和我们同在，也感谢大家来到这里。
And Lord, it's a busy time, and so many are not able to be here this afternoon, but we pray for them too.
主啊，这是一个繁忙的时间，那么是呢，很多人呢，就是今天下午不能和我们在一起，我们因为他们祷告。
So help us as we study, and we just give our thanks in Jesus' name.
当我们学习时候呢，求您帮助我。我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. 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 So we were last time studying in Genesis chapter 36.
上个星期呢，我们在学创世纪第36章。
Genesis 36.
创世纪36章。
And we got down to the middle of the chapter, but I'm going to start you again in verse number 1.
因为我们就是学到了中间，那么今天呢要从第一节开始。
Now these are the generations of Esau, who is Edom.
这是以扫，这是以东，这是他的后代记在下面。
And verse 43 says at the end, he is Esau, the father of the Edomites.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是第43节最后的来说呢，他是那个以东人的父以扫。So
that's chapter 36. It's all about the family of Esau.
这就是第36章，所有的讲的是那个以扫的家族。So
just imagine now that 500 years from now, somebody says, I think I'm going to write the story of the family of John.
因为你个就是说去想象一下，500年以后有个人的书呢，就是我要写一本关于将家的故事。
What would they say?
他们会怎么说?
And John says, well, I kind of like them to say, John was a good guy.
所以这样说呢，我想他们说呢，这样是个好人。And
John had a grandson who did.
这样有个孙子做了什么？And
John had and 500 years. I could have, if somebody wanted to write my story between now and 500 years from now, I'd like them to be able to say something nice.
你这个里面呢，就是500年，500年，如果500年后有人要写我的故事，从现在开始，那么说呢，我希望他们说点我的好话。I'm not sure
how many years in the story of Genesis 36 about Esau.
因为我不是很确定，在那个36章里关于以扫有多少年。
But the chronicler suggests that there's probably I got to do the math now.
但是那个年代的那些人说呢，他把它算一下。
It's probably about 300 years or more in Genesis 36 about Esau.
在36章创世纪36章里关于以扫的这个家族呢，大概有300多年。
And so someday, if you've got nothing else to do, you could count up the number of names in Esau's family in Genesis 36.
因为有时候呢，你没事干的时候呢，你可以去数一下那个在创世纪36章以扫家里的人的名字。
And I'm not sure, it's probably over 100, maybe more than that.
所以我不是很确定，大概有呢，就是100多甚至更多人在那里。
But interestingly, most of the names, there's nothing said about them.
所以呢，非常有意思呢，他们中间大多数名字呢，就是讲他们的事儿，基本上没有。
Just a list of names.
只是把名字讲出来了。So
Genesis 36 begins with this line. Now these are the generations of Esau.
所以呢，创世纪第36章是这样说的，他的后代记在下面。And
Genesis 37 verse 2 says, these are the generations of Jacob.
因为就是说是这创世纪的37章的后面说呢，第二节说这是雅各的后代。
And the story of of Jacob's family goes on for about 12 chapters.
因为雅各的家庭呢，往后一直走，大概有12章。
Esau, the story of a lot of names.
所以以扫一大堆人民的故事。
Jacob, the story of people, great and small, good and not so good.
所以雅各就是说是关于那个人的故事，那些大人物、小人物，或者说好人，或者不怎么好人。
And so I sort of sit back and I say, I think I'd rather be in the family of Jacob.
所以我坐下一想呢，我说我宁愿在雅各的家里。
Not just names, but what happened to them? Were they great? Were they? What did they do? What significance did they have?
所以呢，不仅仅只是有名字，他们呢，就是说做了些什么，他们的那个存在的意义是什么。
And God took far more interest in the family of Jacob than he did in the family of Esau.
所以神呢，对那个雅各家庭呢，远远超过对那个以扫家庭的兴趣。
Verse 12 in Genesis 36 is probably, in my opinion, the most significant verse there.
这个里面呢，就是说是创世纪第36章的第12节，我认为呢，有可能就是最重要的一节。
It says, "Now Timnah was the concubine of Eliphaz, Esau's son, and she bore Amalek to Eliphaz."
第十二节说呢，亭娜是以扫儿子以利法的妾，他给以利法生了亚玛利。
So Esau had a grandson whose name was Amalek.
因为以扫有一个就是说是孙子，他的名字叫亚玛利。
And as you follow down through the Bible, you'll read a lot about the family of Amalek.
因为如果你一直往下读圣经呢，你读到了大量的关于亚玛利的故事。
Amalek was so bad, he was the first enemy of he and his family were the first enemy of the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt.
因为亚玛利呢，他是如此的坏，就是他的后人，都是坏。他们呢，当以色列人从埃及出来的时候呢，他们是他们的第一个遇到的敌人。
They were so bad that Samuel said to Saul, "Kill them." All.
他们坏到如此的程度，撒母耳对那个扫罗呢？扫罗说：“你把他们全杀光。”
So Samuel, sorry, Saul went out and he conquered the Amalekites and he killed a lot of them.
就是扫罗呢，他呢就是去到了他那个地方呢，把他们征服了，然后把大多数人都杀了。
But their king was a man by the name of Anak. Anak.
但是他们那里，他们的王的名字叫 Anak。
Yes, Anak, I think that's his name.
所以是 Anak, 我认为他是他的名字。
And so Saul killed a lot of them, but he kept Anak alive.
因为扫罗把所有的人都杀了呢，但是他让 Anak 活着。
And Samuel said, "You should have killed Anak. He's an Amalekite, and the Amalekites should be put to death. Don't save the king."
所以就说呢，你应该把那个 Anak 给杀了。他呢，你应该把所有的亚玛利人全杀光，他不要去留着他们的王。
So Samuel himself killed Anak.
所以撒母耳自己把那个 Anak 给杀了。
But he didn't kill all the children of Anak.
但是他并没有把那个 Anak 的后代都杀光。
And so we were studying in the book of Esther today.
我们今天在学习以斯帖。
And I just got to find the verse in Esther. That will finish off my point now. But in Esther, there was a great enemy of the Jewish people whose name was Haman.
因为我现在要把我这个想法说完整。那么说，今天早晨我们学的以斯帖记里面呢，当时呢，犹太人有一个大的敌人叫黑曼。
And Haman was an Anakite, an Anakim, one of the Anakim, I believe.
所以呢，希曼呢，他是那个安勒肯的后人之一，我认为。
My problem is I didn't look this verse up So I've just got to see if I can find it. Just give me a half a minute.
因为我的问题是我没有提前准备，那么说你给我半分钟，我把那个找出来。
When the Lord says, don't do that, or do something, is it important?
所以呢，当主说呢，不要做那件事情，或者不要做什么事情，是不是重要的呢？
And so Haman said, Saul said, I don't have to kill all the Amalekites.
所以扫罗说呢，我不用把所有的亚玛力人都杀光。
And so he didn't.
所以他没有那么做。
But in the book of Esther, the great enemy of the Jews is an Anakite.
因为就是在那个以色列记呢，这个他们的犹太人最大的敌人呢，就是一个安拉坎。
And I got the name wrong. His name is not Anak, his name is Agag.
所以他的名字是叫安拉坎，叫阿盖，我搞错了。
And so we read about in chapter 8 of Esther and verse 3, we have the line, there was a mischief of Haman the Agagite, and his device that he had devised against the Jews was bad.
这个以色列记第八章第三节说，以色列又伏在王脚前，流泪恳求王除掉亚加人、哈曼、害犹太人的恶魔。So
Genesis 36 says the Edomites were bad, but the Amalekites were worse, and Agag, the son or the king of the Amalekites, was an extremely wicked man, and one of his descendants, Haman, tried to kill all the Jews in the days of Esther.
你这个里面的上世纪说呢，就是说是以东人的是坏人，那么说呢，亚门利人更坏，那么亚加人呢，就亚门利人中间的一个亚加人他更坏，因为他最后他的一个后代叫哈曼的，他当时在以色列那个年代想把所有的犹太人都杀光。So
we're not going to look at all the names of the Amalekites, all the names of the Edomites in the book of Genesis 36. We're going to go down now to Genesis 37 and verse 1, and we're going to learn about Joseph.
现在呢，我们就是不要再去花时间去读那个创世纪的第36章，你关于那些以东人的所有人的名字，我们要从第37节开始来看看那个第一节开始来读约瑟的故事。
The story of Joseph makes good reading.
因为约瑟的那个 故事呢，读起来非常的美。
So Genesis 37:1.
创世纪37章第一节。
Now Jacob dwelt in the land where his father was a stranger. He dwelt in the land of Canaan.
第一节说呢，雅各住在迦南地，就是他父亲寄居的地。
And then verse 2 says, now this is the genealogy of Jacob.
第二节说呢，雅各的纪略如下。
What's the story of his family like?
他的家庭的那个故事什么样的？
And lots of good things and lots of bad things. So he said, let's start with the good things.
这就是大量的坏事，有大量的好事。然后他说呢，我们从好事开始讲。
It says Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers.
你说约瑟17岁，与他哥哥们一同牧羊。
And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought a bad report to them, to his father.
他是个童子，与他父亲的妻子毗拿细珀的儿子常在一起。约瑟将他哥哥们的恶行报给他们的父亲。
So Joseph's older brothers, the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah, were looking after their father's sheep.
所以呢，就是约瑟的他的那个就是说是哥哥们，就是他妻子他爸爸妻子毗拿和细珀的儿子在照顾他爸爸的羊。
Probably in a field that was a long way away from Jacob's house or Jacob's tent.
因为在有可能呢，离他雅各的那个房子或者说帐篷很远。
So those boys had probably been a lot away from home for a lot of days, maybe a lot of weeks or even months.
因为这些孩子们呢，大概呢就是离他的那个家里可能已经好几天或者好几个星期或者好几个月。
And so Joseph went down to visit them, and frankly, the boys weren't behaving as they should.
所以呢，约瑟下去呢，跟他们在一起，看起来呢，这些那些孩子们呢，他们的行为不端。
So Joseph came back to Jacob, and Jacob said, "How's it going down there, Joseph?"
因为约瑟回到呢，他的父亲这里，他父亲问他说呢，那些孩子在那里怎么样？"
And Joseph said, "Well, to be perfectly frank, Dad, those boys, those my brothers, they weren't behaving properly."
因为就是说呢，我很坦率的告诉你呢，就是说他们呢的行为不端。And
we're not sure what they did or much about it. All we know is it was a bad report that Joseph brought back to his father Jacob.
因为我们不知道他们到底在那里干了些什么怪事儿，但是呢，我们唯一读到的就是约瑟把他哥哥们的恶行呢报给他们的父亲。And
so verse 3 now says, "Now Israel, that is Jacob, loved Joseph more than all his other children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a tunic of many colors."
第三节说，以色列那就是雅各，以色列爱约瑟，故意爱他的所有的孩子，因为约瑟是他年老身的，他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。
Now Jacob loved Joseph because he was the son of his old age. Jacob had had 10 sons before Joseph was born.
因为那个雅各呢，就是爱他的约瑟，因为他约瑟是他老年生的。那么说呢，在他前面呢有10个那个哥哥，那么说呢，当然约瑟是他老年得子。And
I kind of think his father loved him because in many respects he was a good boy when the rest of them were bad boys.
就在这时候呢，我认为呢，他的父亲爱他呢，因为他是个好孩子，他其他那些孩子呢都是坏孩子。
And he made him, the end of verse 3, he made him a tunic or a coat of many colors.
所以第三节呢，在最后说呢，他给他约瑟做了一件彩衣。
So he made him look different.
所以他让他看起来跟其他人不一样。
Have you ever noticed that?
你们注意到这一点呢？
Very often Christians look different.
通常呢，基督徒呢，看起来和其他人不一样。
Sometimes it's because of the clothes they wear.
有时候呢，是因为他们穿的衣服。
But it's usually because of the character that they carry themselves in.
所以呢，通常呢，只是他们的那样的身上呢，带着发出来的那样的品格。
Sometimes you'll see somebody, you'll look at him and you say, "He looks like a Christian."
所以有时候呢，看那些人，你说他看起来像个基督徒。
I was in Germany.
我在德国。
I wanted to go to meet with the saints on Sunday morning.
我要去见一些那些圣徒在星期天的早上。
I looked up the address in an old book.
我在一个旧的书里来看查地址。
And I hired a taxi to take me to this address.
所以呢，我雇了一辆出租车去到那个地址那里。
And as I was standing on the street in front of the hotel, a man and his wife walked by.
因为当我站在那个就是说是酒店里门口的，站的是一个人和他的妻子走过来。The
man was carrying what looked like a Bible.
那个人呢，拿着看起来像个圣经。And
I said to myself, "Harold, I think that man's a Christian."
所以我就自己说，我说 Harold， 那我认为那个人是个基督徒。He
looks to me like he's going to the breaking of bread.
所以呢，他看着我，看起来他是想去领圣餐。
And I said, "Harold, don't follow him. You got to go to the other. You got an address. Go there."
因为我说 Harold， 你别跟着他，你有地址，你要去那个地方。So
anyway, I went to where I was going, and it was a vacant lot.
因为就是说我不管怎么说，我去了一个地方呢，就是考。
And apparently the assembly had moved, and they tore the building down.
因为那个地方呢，因为那个教会搬走了，他们把那个建筑物那个拆了。
And I thought, "Oh, I'm disappointed." So I went back to the hotel.
因为我说呢，我有点失望，我就回到酒店。And
I said, "Harold, follow the direction that man you saw with his wife. Follow the street they were going down. See if you can." And so I went down the street.
我自己就说 ，Harold， 你跟着那个你在街上看着拿着圣经那个人，跟着他走，然后我就跟着他看到哪里去。
And I could hear singing.
我听到有歌声。
I thought, that sounds to me like they're singing hymns.
所以呢,我说呢,听起来他们在唱赞美诗。
So I waited afterwards and I listened, and when they came out, I asked who they were, and they're in assembly just like us.
所以呢,就是我就等了一下,等一下呢,等他们唱完,他们出来,我就问他,他说呢,那里有一个教会就跟我们教会差不多。
How did I know?
我怎么知道?
They looked like Christians.
他们看起来像基督徒。
Okay, so you and I try to look like Christians.
你我呢,要试着像个基督徒。
All right, so anyway, that's the way they were.
你不管怎么说,这是他们所去的地方。
And so Jacob made Joseph a coat, and it helped him look like he should look.
所以呢,那个雅各呢,给约瑟呢,做了件衣服,这个衣服呢,让他看起来他应该是的样子。
And verse 4 says, when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his other brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him.
第四节说,约瑟的哥哥见父亲爱约瑟,过于爱他们,就恨约瑟,不与他说和睦的话。
Have you ever noticed that the good man is often not loved?
所以呢,你有没有注意到呢,那些好人呢,从来不被人所爱的?
Bad men love bad men more than they do good men.
所以呢,坏人更爱坏人,超过爱好人。
I think it's possibly because bad men know that they can't trust good men because the good man might tell the truth.
因为我认为这是有可能的,就是说是那些坏人呢,他们不敢相信好人,因为好人呢,会讲真话。
So verse 5 says, now Joseph dreamed a dream and told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more.
六节说呢,约瑟做了一个梦,告诉他哥哥们,他们就越发恨他。
And so Joseph said to them, please hear the dream which I have dreamed.
第六节说是约瑟对他们说,请你们听我所做的梦。
He says, there we were binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf.
第七节说呢,看哪,我们在田里捆禾架。 我的捆起来站着,他们的捆起来围着我的捆下拜。
All right, verse 8, and his brothers said to him, shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us? So they hated even more for his dreams and for his words.
第八节说呢,他的哥哥对他说,难道你真要做我们的王吗? 难道你真要管辖我们吗? 他们就因为他的梦和他的话越发恨他。
So his own brothers didn't love Joseph.
所以自己的亲哥哥们都不爱约瑟。
First of all, because they were bad boys.
首先呢,他们是坏孩子。
Secondly, because their father made him a coat.
第二呢,就是因为他们的父亲给约瑟呢,做了一件衣服。
Thirdly, because their father obviously loved him more than that.
所以呢,第三呢,就是很明显的,他们的父亲呢,爱约瑟超过他们。
And fourthly, they hated him because he dreamed a dream that said he was going to prosper and they were all going to bow down to him.
这个里面的第四件呢,就是说是因为约瑟做了个梦,告诉他们就是说呢,他会成功,他们所有人都会跪拜他。
So verse 9 says, he dreams still another dream, and told it to his brothers and said, look, I've dreamed another dream, and this time the sun and the moon and 11 stars bowed down to me.
第九节说呢,后来他又做了一个梦,也告诉他的哥哥们说,看哪,我又做了一个梦,梦见太阳,月亮,与十一个星向我下拜。
So he told it to his father and his brothers, and his father rebuked him and said to him, what is this dream you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and all your brothers indeed come and bow down to the earth before you?
第十节说,约瑟将这梦告诉他父亲和他哥哥们,他父亲就责备他说,你做的这是什么梦?难道我和你母亲,你弟兄果然要来伏在地上向你下拜吗?
And his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in mind.
他的哥哥们呢,都嫉妒他,他父亲却留心这话。
So the fifth reason they hated him was the second dream reinforced the first dream, it was all bad.
雷论里面第四件，他们恨他的第五件，他们恨他的是呢，因为是他又做了一个梦，这个梦呢，就是说是让第一个梦呢更加强了第一个梦，让他们感觉不好。
So what's the Lord say in Matthew chapter 5？
因为主在马太福音那第五章是说的什么
？Matthew chapter 5。
马太福音第五章。
Verse 11。
第十一节。
Blessed are you。When men will revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted the prophets, they the prophets who were before you.
第十节说，人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当快乐，大大欢喜。因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的众先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
So don't be disappointed when non-Christians or even Christians say bad things about you.
所以呢，不要感到失望，就算那些非基督徒，甚至说是基督徒说你的坏话的时候，都不要。
You keep walking with the Lord.
你要持续的与主同行。
You do what's right.
你做正确的事。
Sooner or later.You'll be found to be the one that God honors.
所以迟早你会发现呢，你就是那一位呢，神呢给你荣誉的人。
Now the question is, should Joseph have told these dreams to his brothers?
有些问题是呢，约瑟是不是应该把这样的故事告诉他的哥哥们呢？
And many people will say no, he never should have told those dreams.
因为很多人说不，他永远不应该把他做的梦告诉他的哥哥们。
If he had not told those dreams, would his brothers have hated him?
因为如果他不跟他的哥哥们讲他的梦，他们的哥哥们会恨他吗
？Sure, they've already hated him before that.
所以当然了，因为在他讲梦之前，他们已经恨他了。
So when he said to them that they were wrong, that they were going to bow down to him, what he probably was saying.You boys have got to realize that if you keep doing what's wrong, you'll find out that you're going to have to bow to me because I'm not going to do what's wrong. Sometimes good people have got to speak up and tell the truth.
理论里面呢，就是说他有可能就跟他们讲梦的意思呢，就是说你们行为最好好一点，你们做点好事，要不然呢，迟迟早早呢，你们会都会跪拜在我的脚下。所以他呢，有说呢，那些好人呢，应该把那个真理讲出来。
So a lot of people say that Joseph was wrong to have told this to his brothers, and frankly, I don't agree with them. I think he did the right thing.
有很多人说呢，就是约瑟呢不应该把他所做的梦告诉他的那个哥哥们。坦率说呢，我不同意，我认为约瑟做的是正确的事情。
All right, so now verse 12, where's the story go?
因为现在十二节看这个故事往哪里发展。
Then his brothers went to feed their father's flock in Shechem.
然后呢，约瑟的哥哥们往示剑去放他们父亲的羊。
And Shechem was a long way away.
这世界呢，其实很远。
Why did they feed their flock there?
为什么他们要在那里放羊呢
？Well, probably because there was grass there at that time.
有可能在那里那个时候那里有草。
And also because they had big flocks, lots of animals.
同样呢，他们有一大群羊，有很多的动物。
And if you have lots of animals, you got to have lots of grass.
所以如果你有很多的动物呢，你必须有很多的草。
So they went to Shechem to feed the animals.
所以他们呢就是走到示剑去放羊。
Verse 13, Israel said to Joseph, Are not your brothers feeding the flock in Shechem? Come, I will send you to them. So he said to him, Here I am.
第十三节说，以色列对约瑟说，你哥哥们不是在示剑放羊吗？你来，我要打发你到他们那里去。约瑟说，我在这里。
Verse 14, then he said to him, please go and see if it is well with your brothers and well with the flocks and bring back word to me.
这个第十四节说，那以色列说你，请你去看看你的哥哥们平安不平安，群羊平安不平安，就回来带话给我。于是打发他去西伯伦谷，他就往世界去。
So he sent him out of the valley of Hebron, and he went to Shechem.
于是他打发他去了西伯伦谷，他就往世界去了。
Okay, what was his job?
他的工作是什么？
Go see your brothers and see how they're doing. Bring me news.
去看看你的哥哥，看他们在那里干的怎么样，把那个最新消息告诉我。
So he went to the job, and he was told, or sorry, he was taken prisoner, and he went down to Egypt, and finally he goes back to his father 22, 23 years later.
所以呢，他呢就是去看他的哥哥们去做他的工作，然后呢被他们卖到了埃及去，坐在监狱里，然后呢大概呢20多年以后才能看到他的父亲雅各。
So what do you think he said when he finally met his father 22 years later?
因为你认为他当时说的什么？最终呢，在20年之后，他碰到他父亲的时候。
I think he said everything's okay, Dad. All's well.
我跟他说，爸爸，一切都没事儿，所有都没问题。
Lots of problems in the meantime, but when finally Joseph and his father got back together, the boys had become good boys because they all got saved.
所以呢，所有的这些事情呢，现在当下发生的事情都是很多很复杂。那么说，最终呢，当那个约瑟最终见到父亲的时候呢，他的那些哥哥们呢，都变成了好孩子，因为他们都得救了。
Now I got to tell you two other stories that are similar.
所以我要跟大家讲另外两个类似的故事。
One story is the story of a boy by the name of David.
其中一个故事呢，是关于呢一个小男孩，他的名字叫大卫的故事。
And you remember his father Jesse said to him, Jesse, I want you to go down to the war and check on your brothers, see how they're doing. He said, you take these cheeses with you, and you go down and bring me news as to how they're doing.
对，那还记得当时耶西跟大卫说呢，你去看到那个战场去看一下，看看你的哥哥们在那里怎么样，然后呢你把我做的这些奶酪的带上去看看他们，然后回来把最新的消息告诉我。
So you remember the story, David goes down to the battle, sees the battle, and a few days later, David goes back to his father.
对，你知道吗，那个当时那大卫呢下到那个战场去看他们在干什么，几天以后呢他回去告诉他父亲。
And his father said to him,how are the boys? How's the war? How's it going?
父亲跟他说呢，那个战争怎么样？那些孩子们在那里怎么样？
And David says, everything's just fine, Dad.
大卫王就说呢，爸爸，一切都没事。
And he said, well, tell me a little more.
他说，给我再多讲点。
And he said, well, Dad, there was this great big giant there. Goliath was his name. And he came out, he terrorized all the people. But now he's dead, Dad.
他说他爸爸呢，那里有一个巨人，他的名字叫格利亚呢，他天天出来呢，就是恐吓以色列人。那么说呢，现在他已经死了，爸爸。
And his dad says to him, well, how's he dead?
爸爸说他怎么死的？
He said, well, actually, Dad, I killed him.
他说呢，其实上我把他给杀了。
And I think his dad said, you what?
我认为他爸爸说你干嘛了？
He said, yes, I killed him. I think his dad said, David, I think you're making this story up.
因为在大卫王说我杀了他，我认为他爸爸说呢，你编的故事吧。
And David, the story goes on to say, David was carrying the head of Goliath to Jerusalem. That's where he was going to put the head.
因为这个故事告诉我们，最后呢，他把那格利亚头砍下来，带到那个耶路撒冷城去了。
So I think David said to his dad, Dad,I really did kill Goliath, and he takes his gunny sack, and he opens it up, and his dad looks down, and there's the head of Goliath in the bag.
我认为他跟他爸爸说，爸爸，我真的杀了格利亚，然后呢，他就把他随身带的那个麻袋拿开，打开一看呢，他爸爸一看那个格利亚的头在里头。
David went down to check on his brothers, and he fought the battle and won everything so that his brothers were fine.
这个大卫王的下去看他的哥哥们怎么样，结果呢在那里呢，他呢为他们打了那场战争，结果他们赢了以后呢，他的哥哥们都没事儿。
Joseph went down to check on his brothers.
约瑟下去呢，检查他的哥哥们。
They sold him into Egypt. He became the governor of Egypt, and finally, all the brothers came down to him. They got repented, and when they went back to their father, they all said, "We're fine, Dad. We've been converted. We're men of God now."
因为他们当时呢，约瑟去看他的哥哥们怎么样，他们把他卖到埃及去。埃及最终呢，约瑟成了那个埃及的最高的统治者。同时，最后呢，他的那些哥哥们呢，都会去看他，都会当时呢，他们都被都信主了。信主了以后呢，最后呢，他们都回来以后呢，都跟他爸爸说："爸爸，我们现在都很好。"
Is there another story in the Bible like that?
在圣经里还有没有其他故事是类似的？
And you go like this.
你就点头说是。
What was the other story?
另外一个故事是什么？
God said to Jesus, "Jesus, you go down and you see how those people are doing down there."
所以神说，耶稣，耶稣，你下去看看下面的人怎么样。
And Jesus came down.
耶稣下来。
And 33 years later, they killed him.
30年之后，他们杀了他。
And 3 days later, he rose from the dead.
3天后，他是死里复活了。
And 40 days later, he went back to heaven.
4天后，他回到了天堂。
And God says to him, "Jesus, how's it going?"
神说，耶稣下面怎么样啊？
And Jesus says, "It's great." He said, "I went down there and I've saved millions of them."
所以意思说呢，我下到下面去，我已经拯救了。几百万人呢。
And just like God said to, or the Father said to David, "You did a good job." And ultimately, Jacob said to Joseph, "You did a good job." So God said to Jesus, "You did a good job."
就像那个耶西跟大卫说，那你干得好。就像那个雅各呢，对那个约瑟说你干得好，那么最终呢，神跟主耶稣说你也干得好。
And sometimes the message for you is you go check see how they're doing.
有时候呢，就是给你的信息就是说你去检查一下他们在干什么。
And when you see the big problem, you tell them about Jesus, and you lead them to the Savior, so you can go back and say, "By the grace of God." He's a good man. He trusted Jesus as his savior.
这个里面呢，你去看他，那你存在一些问题，然后呢，你跟他告诉他们主耶稣基督，他们就得救了。他们得救以后呢，你回去呢，就是说这是他们说呢，那里情况不很好，他们得救了。
So, verse 14 we read, "Please go and see if it's well with your brothers."
所以呢，第十四节我们看到说，那就是说是你看看你的哥哥们平安不平安。
At the end of verse 14, so he sent him out of the valley of Hebron, and he went to Shechem.
第十四节结尾说，于是打发他们出希伯伦谷，他就往示剑去了。
Now that was a long walk. I'm not sure how far. Maybe 20 miles. Maybe 30 miles.
你这要走很长的路，我不知道到底有多长，大概是20英里、30英里。
So, now a certain man found him, and there he was wandering in the field in Shechem. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?"
这个里面第十五节说，有人遇见他在田野里走迷了路，就问他，你找什么
？So Joseph said, "I'm looking for my brothers." Please tell me where they are, where they're feeding their flocks.
第十六节说呢，约瑟说呢，我去找我的哥哥们，求你告诉我他们在何处放羊。
And the man said, "They've departed from here, for I heard them say, 'Let's go to Dothan.'" So Joseph went after his brothers and found them in Dothan.
第十七节说呢，那人说呢，他们已经走了，我听见他们说他们要往多通去。约瑟就追着追赶他们的哥哥们，遇见他们在多通。
And I haven't looked it up on the map, but the fact is that it's probably 20 miles from Shechem to Dothan.
因为我还没有看查过地图，但是有可能呢，从示剑到多通呢，去大概也有20英里。
They had big flocks, and they needed lots of pasture. And they went a long way to get it.
他们呢，就是有一大堆羊群，所以呢，必须呢要找那样好的草场来喂养他们。
Verse 18. Now, when they saw Jacob, when they saw Joseph afar off, even before he came near them, they conspired against him to kill him.
第十八节说呢，他们远远的看见他，趁他还没走到跟前，大家就同谋要害死他。
Do brothers always love brothers?
弟兄总是爱弟兄吗？
No, how tragic.
不是这样的，多么悲惨。
Some people grow up in homes where people don't like one another.
有些人在那样的家庭长大，他们家人都互相不喜欢。
Many of us in the world find out that there are a lot of people who don't like one another.
因为我们大家呢，在世界里，很多人都发现呢，很多人呢互相都不喜欢。
These brothers hated Joseph for all the reasons that we've listed.
因为呢，这些他的哥哥们呢，恨那个约瑟，就是为了前面我们列出来的那么种种原因。
Verse 19, then they said to one another, look, this dreamer is coming.
第十九节呢，他们彼此说：“那看哪，那个做梦的来了。”
Come therefore, let us now kill him, cast him into some pit, and we shall say, some wild beast has devoured him. We shall see what will become of his dreams.
第十九节说：“来吧，我们将他杀吧，丢在一个坑里，就说有恶兽把他吃了。我们且看他的梦将来怎么样。”
Is it possible for you to sin one sin without sinning two sins?
因为是不是有可能你只犯一件罪而不犯两件罪？
They were prepared to kill their brother. Then what were they going to say?
他们准备要杀他的弟弟，然后他们怎么准备说什么？
Were they going to tell the truth?
他们会讲真话吗？
No.
不会。
All right. We will see what will become of him. We'll say some wild beast has devoured him.
怎么说呢？我们说有恶兽把他吃了。
If you're going to sin a bad sin, you need a really good lie to cover it, don't you?
如果你要去犯一件非常糟糕的罪，你需要一个好的谎言来掩盖，是不是？
But what's the Bible say?
那圣经怎么说的？
Be sure your sin will find you out.
就是你的罪，最终呢，一定会追上你。
Do you really know for sure that the sun's going to come up tomorrow morning?
所以你很确定明天早晨太阳会出来吗？
No, it may not.
不会，也许出不来了。
Are you really sure that your sin will find you out?
你是不是很确定你的罪最终会追上你呢？
Well, I hope so, because you will.
所以呢，我希望。
God doesn't guarantee the sun's coming up in the morning. He does guarantee that your sins will find you out. Don't sin.
因为确实，你最好想一想，神呢并没有保证就是每天太阳都会升起，但是他却保证你的罪会找上你，所以不要犯罪。So
verse 21 says, but Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said to them, shed no blood, cast him into this pit, which is in the wilderness, and do not lay a hand on him. That we might, or that he might deliver him out of their hands and bring him back to his father.
第二节说，刘辩听见了，要救他脱离他们的手，就说我们不可杀他，又说不可流他的血，可以把他丢在这旷野的坑里，不可向他下手。刘辩的意思是要救他脱离他们的手，把他归还给他的父亲。
So Reuben comes to the fore here. Who was Reuben?
刘辩呢，来到这里，谁是刘辩呢？
He was one of Jacob's older sons.
他是其中的雅各的那些儿子中间一个。
Which of his older sons was Reuben?
所以呢，就是说是，那么说刘辩他是哪一个年长的儿子？
Well, he was the eldest.
他是最年长的。
Joseph was the 11th in the family. Reuben was the first in the family.
约瑟是在家庭的第十一个儿子，那么呢，刘辩是第一个儿子。
Who has the responsibility in the family, the youngest or the oldest?
谁在家里呢？要负责呢？是年长的还是年幼的呢？
And so from infancy, Reuben had been the oldest in the family, and he had the job to look after the others.
所以呢，从那个孩子角度去看呢，就说是那个刘。 辩，他在家里是最年长的，他有这样的职责去照顾这些孩子们。
When the children are very young, the mommy says to the elder, you look after your little brother, you look after your little sister.
那个孩子还非常非常小的时候呢，那个妈妈的那个年长的时候呢，你去照顾你的弟弟妹妹们。
From their earliest days, they obviously knew that responsibility.
现在就是在他们很年少的时候，他们很明显的知道他们的责任。
And so Reuben says, I know, I'm going to be held responsible here. I'd better do what's right. So he says, just put him in a pit over there.
因为刘辩呢，他在这里，他知道了就是这样的，他有这样责任。他说呢，我现在必须要负上责，所以他们说呢，你们不要杀他，把他丢在旷野的坑里。
So verse 23 says, so it came to pass. So it came to pass when Joseph had come to his brothers that they stripped Joseph of his tunic, the tunic of many colors that was on him. Then they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it.
第23节说，约瑟到了他的哥哥们那里，他们就剥了他的外衣，就是他穿在身上的那件彩衣，把他丢在坑里。那坑是空的，里面没有水。
And they sat down to eat a meal.
所以他们坐下吃饭。
What do you think Joseph had to eat?
你认为约瑟当时吃什么？
They ate. Did Joseph eat?
他们吃，约瑟也吃吗？
No point in feeding a man if you're planning to kill him later.
因为没有道理，就是说如果你想把他杀了，你给他吃东西。
You marvel how they could have eaten.
你就说是可以去想象怎么样他们不给他东西。
Sin is a terrible thing.
这是一个可怕的事情。
Sin blinds. Sin sears the heart. Sin stops the emotions. Sin is an awful thing. Don't ever be blinded by sin.
因为罪让人眼瞎，罪呢封印人的内心，罪停止人的感情，所以不要让罪呢影响你，让你的眼瞎。
Verse 25. Then they lifted up their eyes and looked, and there was coming a company of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead with their camels bearing spices, balm, myrrh, on their way to carry them to Egypt.
第25节说，他们坐下吃饭，举目观看，见有一盒米店的以实玛利人从基勒来，用骆驼驮着香料、乳香、没药，要带下埃及去。Verse
26. So Judah said to his brothers, "What profit is there if we kill our brother and conceal his blood?"
第26节说呢，犹大对众弟兄说呢，我们杀我们的弟兄，藏了他的血，有什么益处呢？
He says, "I got a better idea." Verse 27, come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be on him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And they and his brothers listen.
第27节，他说呢，我有个好主意，我们不如将他卖给以实玛利人，不可向他下手，因为他是我们的弟兄，我们的骨肉，众弟兄就听从了他。
He said, listen, we shouldn't kill our brother. It'd be a terrible thing to kill our brother.
他说呢，听着，我们不能杀我们的弟弟，杀我们弟弟是件很可怕的事。So
let's sell him instead.
他说，那我们就把他卖了。What? 你说什么？
Yeah, they sold him for 20 pieces of silver. That's 2 pieces of silver each.
那么呢，就是他们把他卖了20那个银子。
That'd be a really big, really good deal.
所以每个人呢分那2个银子，这是个好主意。Judah,
what's the matter with you?
犹大，你有什么毛病吗？
But Judah was better than all the rest of them.
但犹大比其他的那些人要好。And
all the rest of them sitting back saying, "Oh dear, da 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 da, I don't need to worry. I do whatever my brothers say." Ah, la 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 la.
因为那些人呢，都坐在那说啊，我不是用担心我哥哥让我们干什么，我们就干什么，咋地咋地的。Verse
27 ends with the line, "And his brothers listen."
第27节结尾说呢，众弟兄就听从了他。What
do you listen to?
那么你要听什么？
If you listen to bad stuff, are you going to start thinking bad stuff?
因为你听到坏事，你会就开始思想坏事吗？
If you start watching bad stuff, you're going to start thinking bad stuff.
所以你如果一直观看坏事，你就会开始去做坏事吗？
If you spend a lot of time with bad people, you think you're going to end up being bad like the bad people?
如果你和坏人在一起时间太久呢，你认为你会变成坏人吗？
And the answer to all those questions is yes.
所以对这所有问题的答案都是是的。
So Proverbs says, cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to veer from the paths of knowledge.
就是箴言说呢，我的儿子，你要注意，不要去听那些就是说是超过你知识以外的事情。
Don't listen to it.
你听都不要听。
Don't watch it.
也不要看。
Don't stay with it.
也不要跟他们待在一起。
The counsel I keep giving people is go home.
你们通常给人的建议是回家。
Sometimes you've got to say to people, no, I won't listen to that. I won't watch that. I won't be with you. If you do that, I will not do it. You've got to say, I will not do it. 10 brothers.
所以有时候呢，你必须要去输，有时候呢，你就必须对人说呢，我不去听那些事情，我不去看那些事情。如果你干坏事，我不会跟你在一起。所以有时候呢，我不必须有人说，他们有十个弟兄啊。
And they listened to this terrible deal that Judah came up with.
他们听了这个有大案的想出来这个可怕的主意。
Now my question is, who were these people who bought Joseph?
所以我的问题是，是谁买了约瑟？这些人是谁？
Who were they? What's their names?
他们是谁？他们的名字是什么？
Well, verse number, where are we now? My eyes don't pick it up. You saw it. They were Ishmaelites, weren't they? Verse 27. They're Ishmaelites.
Yeah, 他们是以实玛利人，在第二十七节。
And verse 28, they're Midianites.
第二十八节是他们是米甸人。
Who was Ishmael?
谁是以实玛利？
Well, he was Abraham's son, wasn't he?
他是亚伯拉罕的儿子，是不是？
Who was Midian?
谁是米甸人？
Well, he was Abraham's son too.Ishmael's mother was Hagar. Midian's mother was Keturah. Both of them were second wives of Abraham.
所以呢，他们也是亚伯拉罕的儿子，就是米甸人。因为以实玛利是夏家的儿子，那个米甸呢是 Cushmer 的，他们两个都是亚伯拉罕后来的妾。
So were they Ishmaelites or Midianites?
他们是以色列。以实玛利是不是米甸人？
And the answer is yes, they were. They were Ishmaelites and Midianites. They traveled together.
所以是，他们是米甸人，他们也是以实玛利人，他们一起旅行。
Why would they have been traveling together?
他们为什么会一起走呢？
Well, they were cousins.
因为他们是亲戚。
Okay, they were all part of the same family.
他们都是整个家庭的一部分。
Do you think they understood one another?
你认为他们理解互相吗？
Yep.
是。
Think they're happy in partnership with one another?
你认为他们就是非常高兴的结伴吗？
Yep.
是。
Were they happy to buy Joseph?
他们是不是很高兴把约瑟给买走了？
Who was Joseph?
谁是约瑟？
Well, Joseph would have been the grandson.Of their grandfather's brother.
所以呢，约瑟应该是他们的，就是说是他们的祖父的哥哥的孙子。
So who was Joseph's grandfather? Isaac.
所以谁是约瑟的祖父呢？以撒。
Who was Isaac's brother? Ishmael.
所以呢，谁是那些人的父亲呢？是以实玛利。
Who is Ishmael's brother?
谁是以实玛利的哥哥
？Midian.
Midian.
Okay, so they were second cousins. Joseph's second cousins.
他们是远房亲戚。
So Joseph's brothers sold him to their second cousins.
所以呢，就是那个约瑟的哥哥们呢，把他卖给了他的远房亲戚。
You want a family like that?
你想要这样一个家庭吗？
Wow. How could you possibly turn away so far from the truth of God?
那你就有做到目前为止，你怎么可能就是离开神的真理呢？
People when they're younger often say, I could never do that, I would never do that.
所以呢，当人们年轻的时候，他会说了，我绝对不会那么做。
You remember the story of Hazael that we study on Sunday night, don't you?
你们大家记得哈泽亚的故事，我们在星期天晚上读的，是不是？
Elisha said to Hazael one day, Hazael, I'm upset. I can see, I know the day will come when you will take the babies and you'll smash them. You'll take the women and you'll rip them up. You'll take the families and you'll destroy them. That's what you're going to do, Hazael.
因为这个以利沙对那个哈泽亚说呢，哈泽说呢，我能看得见你将来呢，你会把那个孩子摔死，你会去强奸妇女，你会去做那些事，这就是今儿给你做的，是不是嘛，哈泽亚？
Hazael said, "What? I would never do a thing. Who do you think I would do that?"
所以哈泽亚说什么时候我会干那样的事儿，我绝对不干。
And Elisha says, yes, you'll do that because God's told me you're going to be king.
现在就是以利沙说，啊，哈泽亚，你会这么做，因为呢，神告诉我你将会做王。
So what did Hazael do the next day?
所以哈泽亚第二天做了什么？
He killed the king.
他把国王给杀了。
So he could be king.
他成了国王。
So that he could go against the children of Israel and do all those terrible things.
因为他开始去那针对以色列人做了很多可怕的事情。And
people go through early life and they often say, I would never do anything like that.
所以呢，人们呢，在他们早期的人生里，通常都会说呢，我永远不会干那一坏事。But
sin leads to more sin, leads to more sin.
所以呢，它带来更多的罪，更多的罪。
Just like people get addicted to drugs, so people get addicted to sin, and they will do anything. And these families, marvelous families, Abraham, that great godly man, their grandfather, their great grandfather, and they have degenerated to this terrible state where one family sells their brother to their second cousins.
里面呢，就是说是，就像人对毒品上瘾一样，人对罪呢也会上瘾。你想象一下这么一个伟大的家庭，这么一个奇妙的家，你像亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕呢，他有这么一个大家庭，就是现在他们这些人干的事儿呢，亚伯拉罕是他们的曾祖父，然后他们在这个时候呢，其中一个家庭的哥哥们呢，把他们弟弟呢卖给了亚伯拉罕家里的一个远房亲戚，你想哇。
So verse 28 now, then Midianite traders passed by. So the brothers pulled up Joseph out of the pit, lifted him up out of the pit, and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 shekels of silver, and they took Joseph to Egypt.
然后第28节说，那有些米甸的商人从那经过，哥哥们就把约瑟从坑里拉上来，讲定20克舍勒银子，把约瑟卖给以实玛利人，他们就把约瑟带到埃及去了。Then
Reuben returned to the pit, and indeed Joseph was not in the pit, and he tore his clothes.
然后第29节说，牛便回到坑边，见约瑟不在坑里，就撕裂衣服。And
he returned to his brothers and said, the lad is no more, and I, where shall I go?
他回到弟兄那里说：“那童子没了，我往哪里去才好呢？”
And they took Joseph's tunic and killed a kid of the goats and dipped the tunic in the blood.
然后第31节说，他们宰了一只山羊羔，把约瑟的那件彩衣染了血。
So how many sins have we got here?
所以这里呢，我们有多少件事情？
Who owned the kid of the goats?
所以呢，也拥有那个公山羊的羊羔。
Their father.
他们的父亲。
So they stole the kid of the goats from their father.
他们把那个山羊羔呢，从他的父亲那里偷来。
And they ripped the coat from their brother.
他们呢，把他的弟弟的衣服给撕了。
And they dipped it in blood.
他们把它沾染了血。
These guys are bad guys.
这人都是坏人。
People keep on saying it's only one sin.
所以呢，就是说有些人呢，就一直说呢，只有一件事。
But sin comes in a package, doesn't it? And another, and another, and another, and another, and another.
那个事情呢，它是一打包来的，是不是？一件又一件，一件又一件，都来。
So what did Reuben do?
那么牛鞭做的什么
？Did Reuben know it was wrong?
牛鞭知道做错了吗
？Yep.
是。
So what did Reuben do?
那牛鞭做的什么
？Did he go back to his father and say, "Dad, you won't believe this, but your brothers, my brothers actually sold Joseph"?
因为他回到他父亲那里说，那父亲呢？你能相信有这样的事吗？我的弟弟们把另外一个弟弟给卖了。
No, Reuben went along with the sin too.
所以呢，就是也不是牛鞭呢，跟着他们一起犯了罪也是。哇。
Sin makes liars of people.
最让人去说谎。
Sin makes cowards of people.
最让人那边的懦弱。
All right. Verse 31.
31.
So they took Joseph's tumult, killed the kid of the goats, dipped the tumult in the blood. Then they sent the tunic of many colors, and they brought it to their father. And they said, "We have found this."
然后一说他们宰了一只山羊羔，把约瑟的那件彩衣染的血，打发人送到他们的父亲那里，说我们找到这个，确认一认是你儿子的外衣，不是。
That's another lie.
另外一个谎言。
They didn't just find it.
他们并不是刚刚找到的。
So we have found this. Do you know whether it is your son's tunic or not?
因为他这里说确认一认是你儿子的外衣，不是。
He recognized it and said, "It is my son's tunic. A wild beast has devoured him. Without doubt, Joseph is torn to pieces."
三十三节，他认得，就说呢，这是我儿子的外衣，有恶兽把他吃了。约瑟肯定是被撕碎了。
And which of his sons said, "That's not true, Dad. It's all a lie"?
那个儿子有没有说呢？爸爸，这不是真的，这都是谎言的。
Why didn't one of them stand up and tell the truth?
为什么没有一个人站出来讲真话
？No, number one, because they were guilty themselves.
第一个呢，是因为他自己都有罪。
Number two, if they had stood up and told the truth, what would the other brothers have done to them?
第二个呢，如果有人呢必须站出来讲真话，那么其他的那些弟兄们会对他干什么
？Well, they'd probably kill him.
他们有可能也把他杀了。
What would you do if you were in a family and everybody in the family were so wicked that they'd probably kill you?
所以，如果你在一个家庭里，你家庭的其他成员非常的邪恶，他们有可能杀害了你，你怎么办
？You'd probably go along with their lies.
你有可能跟他们一起撒谎。
I don't know the story of Amir as well as he does.
因为我不知道有个故事，就像阿米尔他知道的一样。
But I met a woman a few years ago, and she was a Muslim. She grew up in a Muslim home.
所以呢，就是几年之前呢，我碰到一个女的，她呢是在穆斯林家里长大，她也是穆斯林。
And she left, I believe it wasn't Iran, I think it was Iraq. She left Iraq, and she came to Canada. She became a Christian.
所以她离开了，我认为不是伊朗，她从伊拉克来到加拿大。来加拿大以后呢，她成为了基督徒。
She went back to Iraq a few years ago.
几年之前，她回到了伊拉克。
She went into her father's home, and when she was there, her brother said to her, "Have you become a Christian?"
回到了父亲家里，她到那时候呢，她的那个弟兄们跟他说：“你是不是成为基督徒了
？”And she said, "Yes, I have."
他说：“是的，我是基督徒。
And her brother said to his son, go get the gun.
因为他的那个哥哥跟他的儿子说那去把枪拿了。
And she had to flee her own brother's house because her nephew was under instruction to blow her head off.
因为他呢必须从他哥哥的那个就是房子里尽快逃命，因为他的侄子呢已经得到指令要拿一个枪打爆他的头。
There were bad days in the days of Joseph.
在约瑟的时候呢，那就是一些非常的坏的日子。
There are bad days today.
当今的今也有坏时间。
Pray for Amir.
为阿米尔祷告。
All right, let's keep reading.
我们一直往下读。
Verse 34. Then Jacob tore his clothes, put sackcloth on his waist.And mourned for his son many days.
三十节，雅各便撕了衣服，腰间围上麻布，为他儿子悲哀了多日。
Verse 35, and all his sons and all his daughters.
第三十五节说，他的儿女都起来安慰他。
He had lots of daughters.
他有很多女儿。
We read about Dinah.
我们读到了底拉。
But we didn't read about all the other daughters.
我们并没有读到其他的女儿们。
And all the other daughters arose to comfort him.
所有的那些儿女呢，都起来安慰他。
Do you think the daughters knew?
你认为那些女儿们知道吗？
Maybe some of them did. I don't think the brothers could keep the lie.
因为我认为有些人呢，就是说是可能知道，因为他的那些弟兄们呢，不一定就是可能呢，就是说守不了那个谎言。
But he refused to be comforted, and he said, For I shall go down into the grave to my son in mourning. Thus his father wept for him.
因为他却不肯受安慰，说我必悲哀着下入坟墓，到我儿子那里。约瑟的父亲就为他哀哭。
How long would it be before his father saw Joseph again?
就是说是在那个就是在这多久之前他的那个弟弟再次哥哥们再次卖他呢
and the rest of the story says it would be about 22 or 23 years
因为就是这故事告诉我们大概有就是22到25年
that's a long time to be crying
这就是很长时间在哭泣
he says I shall go down to the grave to my son in mourning
而我必悲哀着下入坟墓。
It's an amazing little phrase, isn't it? I shall go down in the grave to my son.
所以这个是非常有意思的词组，是说我必悲哀着下入坟墓到我儿子那里。
What's he going to do when he gets in the grave?
他在下入坟墓里他会做什么
？He's going to see Joseph.
他能看到约瑟。
He figures Joseph's already dead.
他呢认为约瑟已经死了。
But if Joseph were dead.It's only going to be many years, and then Jacob will see him.
因为如果约瑟没死，那也是要等很多年以后，雅各会再次见到他。
Did Jacob believe God and believe in eternal life?
雅各能相信神，相信永生吗
？Yes.
是的。
Did Joseph believe God and believe in eternal life? Yes.
所以约瑟能相信神，相信永生吗？也是。
Were they going to be together in heaven forever?
他们会不会在天堂呢？永远在一起呢
？Yes, marvelous.
非常的惊奇。
This story reminds you of another story.
这个故事是不是让你想起其他的一个故事呢
？What happened to Isaac?
这以撒发生了什么
？Remember the day Isaac, was Jacob.Lied to Isaac and said, "I'm Esau."
你记不记得那个日子呢？那个就是当那个雅各跟那个以撒撒谎说我是以扫呢
And Jacob ran away.
所以呢，雅各呢跑了。
How long was it after Jacob ran away that Isaac saw him?
现在就是在雅各跑了以后，过了多少年，以撒才见到他呢
？Well, we don't know precisely. Probably more years than that.
因为我们不是准确的知道，大概也比这个时间要长。
Jacob said, I can lie, especially if I lie about wanting something from God.
就是那个雅各说呢，我可以撒谎，他特别是呢，我去撒那个谎，那是神喜欢。Do
you ever tell a lie when you're praying? Because you'll get a better answer that way?
因为有没有在你祷告的时候你撒谎呢？因为如果你撒谎呢，你会得到很好的回应呢。
You say, I never do a thing like that.
你说我不会做这样的事儿。
Jacob did.
雅各这么做了。
God bless him.
神赐福给他。
But Jacob paid the same price that he made his father pay.
雅各呢，他付出了同样的代价，是他想要他父亲付出的。
Oh, what a tragedy.
我们打了个悲剧。
Verse 36. Now the Midianites had sold him in Egypt to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh and captain of the guard.
第三人就说米甸人带约瑟到埃及，把他卖给法老的内臣护卫长波提法。
So how much do you think the Midianites got sold Joseph for? Do you think they sold him for 20 pieces of silver, or do you think they made a little more?
因为你认为当时米甸人把约瑟卖给埃及人，能卖多少钱？他们卖了20舍克勒银子呢，还是卖了多一点的价钱？
I can imagine the Midianites going back to the brothers and saying, hey, you got any more brothers? We made a lot of money on Joseph. You got more brothers? We'd like to, if you want to sell any more brothers, you get a hold of us.
我认为那就是那个米甸人后来回到了约瑟的哥哥们那里，就说你还有没弟弟要卖？如果你还有弟弟要卖，那就卖给我。想起来就跟我联系，因为我们卖约瑟赚了很多钱。Is
there any hope for a family this bad?
现在在这个家里，这个时候呢，这个家里有盼望吗？
The answer is yes. That's what the Bible is all about.
答案是仍然有盼望，这是圣经要讲的。
But you remember Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
你要记住，主耶稣基督来到这个世界是拯救罪人的。
What kind of sinners?
什么样的罪人呢？
Sinners like the children of Israel. Sinners like those 10 boys.
就是罪人，像那个以色列的那10个儿子那样的。 就是罪人，就是像那样的人。
All right, so chapter 38 now.
所以我们来到第三十。
We've just begun the story of Jacob's family.
所以我们翻到38章，现在我们这是雅各家里的故事才刚刚开始。
Chapter 38 is one of the saddest chapters in the Bible.
38章是在那个圣经里其中最悲伤的一章。You'll
read it and you'll say, what a terrible story.
你读了以后呢，你说这是一个多么可怕的故事。It's
all about a man whose name is Judah. It came to pass at that time that Judah departed from his brothers.
所有的这是关于这个犹大人的故事。那个第一节说呢，那是犹大，你跟他弟兄下去到一个亚南度人民叫希拉的家里去。Who
was the instigator of this terrible plan to sell Joseph?
谁是发起这个可怕的这个计划把约瑟给卖了的？
Judah.
犹大。So
we're going to learn a lot about Judah. In the process, we're going to learn a lot about Joseph.
现在这个过程中呢，我们会学更多的关于约瑟。
Judah and Joseph, when it's all done, when the book of Genesis is over, the two outstanding brothers are going to be Judah and Joseph.
犹大和约瑟，当整个创世纪结束以后呢，这个两个最杰出的儿子就是犹大和约瑟。
All right, so, Verse 38 says, it came to pass at that time that Judah departed from his brothers, probably because of a guilty conscience, we don't know, and visited a certain Adullamite whose name was Hira.
38章第一节就是说，那时犹大离开他弟兄下去，他大概是觉得良心受到谴责，走了，我们不是很清楚，到了一个叫亚杜男人，名叫希拉的家里去。
So, A lot of people say I got problems, I'm going to leave my family.
因为有些人，很多人说呢，就是我有这样的因，喜欢离开我的家人。
Jacob said, I got problems, I'm going to leave my family. His mother said, you'd better get out of here. You're going to be dead if you stay.
因为雅各说呢，我有问题了，有问题是要离开我的家庭。那么他妈妈跟他说，那你最好离开，要不然呢，你留在这里，他们会杀了你。
So he followed a fellow, Adullamite, the Adullamite whose name is Hira, and we'll find out later about him that he was his friend.
因为到了一个叫亚多拿人，他的人名字叫希拉的家里去了。我们在后面会知道这个希拉呢是他的一个朋友。
He was a very close friend.
他是一个非常的亲密的朋友。
He was so close that he was able to help Judah sin and to cover for his sin.
他呢，他的关系密切到这样一个程度呢，他可以也去那个帮助犹大犯罪，而且犯罪以后呢，掩盖他的罪行。
If you got any friends like that, what are you going to do?
你有这样一个朋友，你会怎么办？
You're going to say goodbye and get out of there and run home.
你会说再见，然后呢，离开那里回家。
You don't need friends who are going to help you sin.
你不需要一个朋友帮助你去犯罪。
Don't have anything to do with them.
也不要跟他有任何的关系。
And the story starts so simply in verse 1.
这个故事呢非常简单的从第一节
开始。And he goes with his friend, Hira, the Adullamite.
因为他去找他的朋友叫亚杜南人叫希拉。
And when he was there with his friend, he saw verse 2. He saw a daughter of a certain Canaanite whose name was Shua, and he married her and went into her.
第二节说呢，犹大在那里看见一个迦南人名叫舒雅的女儿，就娶她为妻，进到她那里。
Would it be wise to marry a Canaanite?
所以娶一个迦南人是明智的吗
？What kind of a Canaanite is a Canaanite?
所以什么样的迦南人是什么样的迦南人
？Well, they're probably going to be just like the fellow whose name was Shechem, the son of Hamor.Who married Dinah?
他们有可能就像是一个叫示剑的那样的一个人。示剑他是赫尔玛的儿子，他呢就是想要娶底娜。
Now, Shechem's marriage to Dinah was all backwards and wrong.
所以呢，示剑呢，他要跟那个就是说是那个底娜，他娶底娜都是后补的，都是错的。
And Judah's marriage.To Shua's daughter was right in that he got married and wrong in that he never should have married her in the first place. He should have been home with his brothers and his brothers shouldn't be sinners like he was.
这个里面呢，犹大呢，他呢就是说是娶那个舒雅的女儿呢，第一时间呢他是做的是对的事情，但是呢他娶迦南人呢就是说是错误的事情。他呢就是说不应该呢就离开他的父亲，离开他的哥哥们，他的那些罪人哥哥们出去，他也是错的。
When is the best time to stop the chain of sin?
因为什么时候是最好的时间停止犯罪的那个链是什么时候
？Now.
现在。
Or even yesterday, if you can maneuver it.
所以如果你可以呢，就是回到前面去，最好是昨天。
And so Judah has he's put together this plan to kill sell Joseph, and so he's beginning now to see the repercussions of that in life.
所以就是那个说是。犹大呢，他呢就是说是发起了一个这样的，就是说是去卖约瑟的这样一个计划。
Said,
然后呢，他在他的人生中呢，开始想要去恢复。
He said, "I'm going to leave that Joseph thing all behind. I'll go off in another direction. I'll go off with my friend Hiram, the Adullamite, and I'll leave it all behind. Everything's okay."
他说我要把这个卖约瑟的这个事情都忘掉，忘得干干净净，所以我要去找我的朋友们，另外一个朋友去那个叫什么亚杜男人那里去。
All right, so verse 3. So she conceived his wife, conceived and bore a son. She called his name, he called his name Er. She conceived again and bore a son, and she called his name Onan. And she conceived yet again and bore a son, and called his name Shelah. He was at Chizib.When she bore him.
雷第三节说呢，她叫怀孕生了儿子，犹大给她起名叫儿。她又怀孕生了儿子，母亲给她起名叫俄兰。她又怀孕再次怀孕生了儿子，给她起名叫示拉。她生示拉的时候，犹大正在积蓄。
And everything looks okay.
每件事情呢，看起来都没事儿。
Here he is. He's married this Canaanite woman. He's got three sons, and he's going la di da di da.
那现在呢，他娶了这个迦南人呢，迦南妇人呢，他生了三个儿子。他开始说大力大力的。
Then verse six, then Judah took a wife for Ur, his firstborn, and her name was Tamar.
这就说呢，犹大为长子儿娶妻，他名叫他玛。
Verse seven.
第七节。
Then Ur, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord killed him.
这个第七节说，犹大的长子儿在耶和华眼中看为恶，耶和华就杀了他。
Do you think that God had forgotten the sin of Judah?
你认为神呢忘记了犹大犯的罪吗？
You got a son, and he's so bad that God just kills him.
所以呢，他有儿子，他的儿子这么坏，那么神呢就把他杀了。哇
！Judah said to Onan, "You go into your brother's wife and marry her, and raise up an heir to your brother."
因为犹大呢跟俄兰说呢，你进到你哥哥的妻子那里去娶她，为你哥哥兴起种子。
This was what the law of God was regarding women whose a husband dies without any children, the brother of the husband would marry her and raise up children in her first husband, in his brother's name.
这个就是神呢对以色列人所立的法。立的法呢，如果说一个人呢娶妻了以后，娶妻以后他死了，没后代，没后代呢，他其中一个弟弟呢就要把他嫂子给娶了，跟他嫂子娶了以后呢，要跟他生孩子，生孩子以后呢，这个孩子继承他的哥哥的名分。
That's the whole story of David's forebears. Boaz marries Ruth and raises up a son in the name of Elkanah, or sorry, Elkanah's son, but they're both the same. So the whole logic is, if the man dies with no children, his brother would raise up at least one child to be the heir in the name of the man who died.
也就是你们这所有的那大卫王的祖先，他们所发生的事情。当时呢，那个就是说是，路德就是伯阿斯呢，必须要娶路德，娶路德呢，然后呢，娶了路德又跟他生孩子，生孩子，然后呢，他继承就是说是路德的那个前夫，就是阿玛的，就是那个人的名字。那么说，这所有的这是神的律法呢，就是说是，如果你死了没后人，其中一个弟弟也是要去啊，跟他生最少生一个孩子，继承他的名分。
It's all very strange.
非常奇怪。
Here's Judah. He's run away from his family.
犹大呢，他逃离他的家人。
He's married a Canaanite.
他娶了迦南人。
His son is extremely wicked.
他的儿子非常的邪恶。
And yet he's still hanging on to the truth that he learned from his father.
所以他仍然呢，就是说持守着他从他父亲那里学到的真理。
Can you imagine how Judah slept at night?
所以呢，你可以去想象一下犹大那天晚上睡觉睡得怎么样。
Do you think he ever said when he was lying in bed at night, "I never should have sold Joseph"?
你有没有认为他当天呢，就是躺在床上一想呢，我永远不应该把约瑟给卖了。
I don't think that a wicked man sleeps very well.
我不认为那邪恶的人每天晚上都睡得好。
It's too hard.
难。
What wicked men need is forgiveness.
所以那个邪恶的人所需要的就是饶恕。
They need to confess their sin.
他们必须认他们的罪。
And to and accept the Savior.
也接受救主。
And Judah's going to do that.
犹大是准备那么做。
But he's not down far enough yet.
但是他还没有到那一步。
And what does God do to bring people to repentance?
神做什么来让人来悔改？
He often brings them down and down and down and down. And if they resist, does he stop bringing them down?
所以呢，他通常呢把那些人呢压低，压低，压低，压低。 如果他还不停止犯罪呢，他会把他压得更低吗？
I said to a man one day, I said, why don't you trust the Savior?
有一天跟一个人说，为什么你不相信救主？
He said to me, Harold, things aren't that bad, you know.
他说，Harold，你知道吗？事情还没糟到那种程度。
I said to him, don't you realize God can make things worse?
我说呢，你有没有意识到神会让你变得更糟？
And a couple of years later, things got worse.
几年之后，那个事情变得更糟了。So
what did he do?
他做什么？
He trusted the Lord.
他相信了主。
Oh, jolly good he did then, because things would have got a lot worse than that if he hadn't.
他这么就是，是不是，如果他早点信主，事情就不会变得那么糟了，是不是？
All right, well, that's our story, and our time is gone, and I apologize. We'll pick it up next week.
其实因为我们的故事，我们的时间也超了，我抱歉。下个星期我们从这里开始学。
Now, Lord, we want to thank you for the fact that you tell the stories as they are.
所以主要我们要感谢您的，就是说您告诉这样的故，你给我们讲的故事就是故事本来的样子。
And the fact is, Lord, we wouldn't want to be like Judah.
所以呢，就是事实上呢，我们不想要像犹大那样。
And the terrible cloud of guilt hanging over him at all times.
所以那个可怕的那个罪恶感，一直呢，就是说让他呢提心吊胆。
And he was such a bad man, but his son was so much worse that God killed him on the spot.
所以呢，他是一个如此坏的人，但是他的儿子更坏，所以神呢把他儿子给杀了。Lord,
help us in these things to remember to fear the Lord, to depart from evil, that the blessing of our God may be upon us as it was on Joseph.
所以主要就是帮助我们，帮助我们就是通过这样的一些故事呢，去敬畏神，敬畏神呢，你离开我们的罪恶，所以这样呢，神的赐福呢就会像降临在约瑟身上一样，降临在我们身上。And
so we ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们祈求这一切都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.